Welcome back to these lessons from the book of Galatians. In our lessons yesterday, Paul reminded them that when he first came to them, he had an infirmity of the flesh. Yet this did not disqualify him for ministering to them altogether. They had cherished his presence among them with much kindness and much reverence. Paul told them to be like me, because I'm like you. Paul told the Corinthians in chapter 11 and verse 1, be imitators of me, even as on my part I am of Christ. So now he's asking, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Isn't it amazing how that when you confront error with truth, it can irritate people? It can cause them to dislike you because you resorted to truth instead of believing their error. I remember during my early years in the church, there would be some who would cause a ruckus, who would try to divide the congregation. When these troublemakers would come to me and ask me, what do I think? I would simply say, what I think does not matter one iota. Let's go to the scriptures and find out what the scripture says on this subject. And sometimes they'd say, I don't care what the scriptures say. This is my opinion. This is how I feel about it. Well, my friend, no matter what your opinion is or how you feel about it, if it does not correspond with the Word of God, you're in error. And you know, when you tell people that, you become their enemy. They avoid you. They don't want to have any more discussions with you. And in most cases, they will never come to you again asking your opinion, because they know you'll go straight to the scriptures. So now Paul is saying, am I become your enemy? This was the man who at one time was loved and respected and reverenced by these people. But now he is an enemy who literally hates them. It must be remembered that this was the view of the Galatians and does not express the apostles' feeling. He suggests that they have this attitude because I tell you the truth. He had done nothing but preach the truth of the gospel to them, which was tested in his own experience. Paul was preaching the truth because he was filled with the Spirit of truth, unlike those Judaizers who were preaching an error, because they had the spirit of error. And then he says in verse 17, they affected you, but not well. Yet they would exclude you, that you might affect them. But it is good to be zealous, affected always in a good thing, not only when I am present with you. Paul realized that all religious zeal is not of God. In contrast to his own truthfulness, Paul realized that the Judaizers zealously affected them. The Judaizers were truly deeply concerned about the Galatians, but not for their good. Their interest was for another reason. Yet they would exclude you. It is not stated explicitly what the Judaizers sought to exclude the Galatians from, but it can only be concluded that they did not want these converts to remain under the influence of Paul. Paul's adversaries here sought to separate his converts from him and to tie the Galatians to themselves. Paul recognized that it is good to be zealous effectively, always in a good thing. It seems that Paul is saying it is good for those Galatians to have someone concerned about them for a good purpose, he says, and not only when I am present with you. Paul expresses the depth of his concern for the Galatians in contrast to the superficial interests of the Judaizers. Paul addresses them affectionately as my little children. He likens his deep concern for them to a woman in birth pains, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. The language graphically reveals his deep concern. Only the supreme love brings such involvement. The key word is again. This was the second time that Paul had gone through this agony of spiritual parenthood.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.